For what I also have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, I have done it for your sake, he says. Just like when he ordered them to cut him off, he didn't give them the power to forgive, saying, I have already decided to deliver such a one to Satan. 1 Cor 5, 3-5. And then he included them in his decision by saying, you all gathering together to deliver him. 2 Cor 5, 4-5. In this way, he ensured two crucial things, namely, that the judgment should be delivered without their consent. This is to avoid any possibility of hurting them. Nor does he make the judgment alone, in case they should view him as overbearing and feel as if they're being ignored. Nor does he leave it entirely to them, fearing that if they had the power, they would betray the offender by forgiving him prematurely. So, just like before, he says, I have already forgiven, as I had already decided in the previous epistle. Then, to avoid hurting their feelings as if they were being ignored, he adds, for your sakes. So did he forgive for the sake of people? No, that's why he added, in the person of Christ.